you are going to give nominees who measure up to high standards, both of integrity and of intelligence. Wholly aside from any partisan feeling, I am sure that I am not alone in this county of Dutchess in feeling that local government could be very greatly improved in many particulars. I would have exactly the same feeling if the county government and all the town governments were in the hands of people who had been elected as Democrats, and I'd say the same thing. I do not think that other people, whether they call themselves Republicans or Democrats or Independents, are complacent about things as they stand today. In other words, that they're wholly satisfied with what we've got. All of us, if we are fair-minded, know that very great improvements can be made. All of us know that for the amount of money which the taxpayers of this county pay year after year, we could have better planning and better management, and that we could get less partisanship for our money. I trust that in the coming campaign, the Democratic candidates for office will stress not so much their democracy as they will their belief that they can give more efficient and honest service than many of those who are their opponents. I always think that government down at the bottom, local government, very closely touches the lives of every individual citizen or family. No matter how much people in federal government or at Albany strive to plan and carry out improvements, interest in local government is an essential. Simplification of local government is an essential. Constant local vigilance is an essential. Scrutiny of the records of those who represent you and ask a renewal of your confidence is an essential. The population of Dutchess County is growing greatly. We represent almost every form of American life. Our two cities are growing, the suburban areas are growing, the villages are growing, and still most of the area of the county is devoted to farming. That is why I've always placed so much emphasis on planning for the future. We do not want this county of ours 20 years from now in 1960 to represent a Topsy-like growth, something that just growed up like Topsy, presenting many serious problems 20 years from now that could have been prevented by us, by our looking ahead in this year of 1940. The unplanned history of other counties in our state shows us many examples of bad management through lack of planning. Too often this has been due to lack of interest on the part of the voters, and it is essential for us to choose as our officials people who will not only do the grand job that is called for by the office itself, but people who will also think about how they can improve things for the next generation. I am especially interested in the problem of that coming next generation, and I am sure that you are too. Overstatement and personal attacks and wild promises certainly have no part in our county campaign any more than they should have a place in a national campaign. I am very certain that realizing this, you will conduct our campaign on the highest possible level of American ethics and American decency. May your efforts be understood. May your efforts be approved by the voters next November. And so, my friends, I shall be thinking greatly in the next few weeks of my old constituents, my old friends, my old neighbors. And so I say to you, good luck to you all.
We now return you to the Nelson House.